system, but it's not been doing that now. So the hell with it.
Welcome to the Bootlegger Shack. We'll be listening to some blues and rock recordings. We're going to start this hour of music out with Blue Floyd from 2005 at the Webster Theater in Hartford, Connecticut, doing a cover of a Pink Floyd song, Us and Them. Thank you. I'm the Moonshiner, and you're in the Bootlegger Shack on QuackHouseRadio.net, Channel 1.
Got a bird, what a whistle. You got a bird, honey, got a bird, will sing. Baby got a bird, honey, got a bird, will sing. I went without my Corrine. Don't mean an angel thing. Honey, I learned to love you. Baby, before I call, honey, before I call your name.
Whistle.
baby got that bird, and the bird will sing. Baby got that bird, and the daddy bird will sing. Without my corina, you don't mean a natural thing.
That was Taj Mahal from 2003 playing Corina, performing at the Quasimodo in Berlin, Germany. Now we're going to listen to Soundgarden from 2013 at Queen Elizabeth Hall in Vancouver, Canada, playing Get on the Snake.
Thank you. Vancouver.
Oh, with your seats and everything, civilized, like a civilized country, brought you with seats everywhere.
Yes, exactly.
It gives you something to pass out to.
You know that you're wrong, but you fear you're right.
You suspect you're out of sync.
You think that you're out of your mind.
This weekend at the Memorial Armory, Bear Wiz Beer is proud to present
the Everything You Know Is Wrong Expo.
It's a new age festival of ignorance.
It's a hopeful feast of mindless fellowship.
This weekend
at the Memorial Armory,
the Everything You Know Is Wrong Expo.
Crop circles,
strange holes in the ground,
things that aren't even there,
people watching you,
voices only you can hear,
throw spears, imagining.
The Everything You Know Is Wrong Expo is a Hole Slapper Enterprises production.
Plus, Ginger Pyramid Slicing Knife free. So sharp, it cuts itself.
Hey, Larry, what's different about you lately? See, you seem happier, you know, more together.
Oh, that's my patch.
Your patch? I didn't know you smoked.
No, not the smoker's patch, the placebo patch.
A placebo patch?
Yeah, it's for people like me that don't suffer from any addictions, but still want to take part in medical fads.
Huh. So you don't have any cravings or withdrawals?
Withdrawals from what? I just stick the patch on every morning, and I'm good to go for the entire day.
Hey, that sounds great. I'm going to try the placebo patch.
Well, make sure you check with your doctor first. The placebo patch isn't for everybody.
Ask your doctor if the placebo patch is right for you.
Hey, Gary, did you get the placebo patch?
Oh, no. My doctor said I need to quit smoking first.
The placebo patch. Use only as directed.
Free socks.
Yeah!
Find Your Way Back. That will be available on the website shortly at rockforever.com. Boy, what a lineup we have tonight. Mickey Thomas, who was just featured there, Pat Travers, Jolynn Turner, Glenn Hughes, Bobby Kimball, John Cafferty. And your phone calls toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK. It's Rockline. Hey, it's BC, Bob Coburn. It's Rockline. You got it on KKRW Houston, classic rock at 93.7.
It is the era.
And welcome back to Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn, your number toll-free 1-800-344-ROCK. What a lineup tonight. Glenn Hughes, Bobby Kimball, Pat Travers, John Cafferty, Jolynn Turner, Mickey Thomas, and they're here to take your calls. And in a few minutes, they're going to play live as well, but we hit the phones right now. Listening to our Albuquerque affiliate, Tony, you're on Rockline.
Hi. Yeah, I want to ask a question, John. John Cafferty?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you? Yeah, I want to ask you about your songs Tender Years and Wild Summer Nights.
Yeah.
Why, they were on the 83 soundtrack to Eddie and the Cruisers, then on your album from 92, Live in Concert, and they were discontinued, but yet they were released in 1999 again, but the Live in Concert CD wasn't.
You know, I don't know. We had a record deal years ago, and, you know, that sort of expired would be the easiest way to explain it.
You want me to take this one for yourself?
Yeah.
And, thank you, Bobby Kimball. Yeah.
But there was a period of time where they took Tender Years and Wild Summer Nights off of that Eddie and the Cruisers soundtrack, and I just found out that a company called Volcano bought the record company, and they reissued the Eddie and the Cruisers soundtrack, and they put Tender Years and Wild Summer Nights back on.
Yeah, there we go.
To the joy of my family. Yeah.
Hey, Tony, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
Yeah, we'll head to someone listening to our St. Louis affiliate. Will, it's your turn to be on Rockline with the Voices of Classic Rock.
Hello. I first wanted to tell Glenn that the Seven Star album is the best Black Sabbath album, I think. It's my favorite. And my question is actually for Jolynn Turner. I was wondering, who is more challenging to work with, Yngwie Malmsteen or Ritchie Blackmore? And why?
Challenging is a good word. That's a polite word, challenging. They're both challenging. Is that like when you... challenged,
mm-hmm.
musically challenged or
no,
something?
Mentally challenged.
Mentally. No, I'll tell you what, Richie demands perfection. Yngwie's the same way, but I think as far as working with somebody, Richie was a bit more mature when I worked with him, so he was easier to write with and things, whereas Yngwie was still going a bit over the top. And he's a genius, and I love him, but he was just difficult.
Joe, do you have an update on Ritchie Blackmore? The last I heard, he was doing some club thing in New York.
He's doing a medieval... Richie, let me preface it by saying, Richie is happy because he's doing what he loves to do.
Well, that's good.
And that's great for any man.
Yeah.
He loved medieval music,
mm-hmm.
Renaissance music, and he used to chase around a quartet in Germany when we would play in Germany, and he would follow these four guys around like a groupie, and they were this medieval quartet. So now he's doing his own version of this Renaissance music, both acoustically and sometimes plugged in. His girlfriend Candy's singing lead, and he's got my old drummer John O'Reilly and things like that, and he's got a nice, but they dress up in costumes.
You're making all this up.
This is all true.
No, this is
what he's
this
doing.
This is what I've heard, yeah.
He contacted me today, actually.
Did he?
His mother-in-law called my
Carol,
house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't spoken to him in 20 years, so tomorrow I'll... Too bad I couldn't tell you about it tonight, Bob, but I've got to speak to him tomorrow.
Well, then we'll just have to have you back.
I'll have to come back next week.
Richie's going to call you tomorrow?
I believe so.
Really?
Let's play something that features Joe right now.
Well, that was Jolynn Turner and Glenn Hughes, and Pat Travers was in there somewhere, from 2001. In the Rockline studio, and they did Find Your Way Back. Now we're going to listen to Big Joe Turner and Alex Zwingenberger from 1978 at Johnny Otis's studio in Los Angeles, California, playing Rock the Joint Boogie. Thank you.
Search. A public service to help the unemployed find jobs. Here's today's job search candidate.
I'm an executive secretary, but I can't take dictation. I can't take messages. I panic when strangers come into the lobby. I don't know how to work phones. I can't type. But boy, you should see my Hooters.
If your business has a position for this job search candidate, call this station today.
you very much. Thank you. That's a little Black Sabbath song that we wanted to do for a long time, but now we did. So thank you. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.
We just listened to Planet of the Apes, which is drummer Matt Apps' band, from 2011 at Brooklyn Bowl in Brooklyn, New York, playing Planet Caravan. Now we're going to listen to Grace Potter and the Nocturnals from 2011 at the Lupo's Heartbreak Hotel in Providence, Rhode Island, and they're going to play Some Kind of Ride.
Thank you.
We just heard The Who from 1976 at Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, California, playing The Acid Queen. You've been listening to The Bootlegger Check. We're going to play this set out with a track from Government Mule from 1997 at the Cotton Club in Atlanta, Georgia. And the song is called Monkey Hill. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.